Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Welcome to our study of God's strength. As we think about the Christian life, oh, how we need to get strength from God to live faithfully every day. Do you ever find times in your life when you weren't as strong as you should have been as a Christian? Do you ever feel like at times your strength has been zapped and you find yourself in a lull or in a rut and you really don't know how you got there, but you know you desperately need to get out of it? Those are times when we might cry out to God, Lord, give me strength. Well, what is it that causes us to be weak? And where do we get that strength from? And are there passages that can help me in the midst of my weakness to overcome these things? Absolutely there are. And let's turn our attention this morning or today to God's Word, the Bible, as the true source of all strength. You know, in dealing with the idea of strength, to understand how we can be stronger and more equipped to live faithfully, we've got to understand what it is that causes our weakness. When I find myself in a point, in a time in weakness, I need to ask myself, how did I get here? What is it that zapped my strength as a Christian? And ultimately, how can I overcome those challenges? What causes us to be weak as children of God? Well, here are some things the Bible says can cause weakness. Number one, our reliance upon the material and the worldly things can cause us to be weak. Paul said to Christians in Galatians 4, verse 9, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements of the world? Well, why were they becoming weak? Why weren't they as strong as they should have been? Because they had turned from God back to the weak and beggarly elements of the world. Our trust in the world, in pleasure, in things of that nature to save us will always make us weak. You can see several examples of this in Scripture. Men and women who put their trust in other things than God, and they became weak. Think about Balaam. You know, Balaam had great potential. Numbers chapter 22, you read about Balaam, and Balaam says, I'll not turn from the right hand to the left. I'm only going to do and say what God says. And yet, in about 10 chapters later, he dies in battle against the people of God. Why? Balaam gave in to the world, to lust, to pleasure, desire, and he fell away from God. Think about Demas. Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Think about Ananias and Sapphira. They lied to God out of a lust and pleasure and desire for stuff, and they suffered physically. Anytime we put our trust in things other than God and the Bible, we're going to get weak. When I say to myself, my money will save me. No, it won't. Love of money is a root of all kind of evil, and God is not concerned about how much or how little money we have. God's concerned about us being faithful. When we look to governmental leaders to save us, we're going to be weak and disappointed. When we look to anything but God, you can rest assured you will become weak. You know, another thing that causes us to be weak in Scripture is not worshiping God acceptably and regularly. Think about the letter to 1 Corinthians or to the Corinth, to the Christians at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, Paul said, for this cause many are weak and sick and many sleep. What cause? They weren't showing up to worship God regularly at the same time and together, and they weren't worshiping God acceptably. They weren't remembering His Son's death as they should have been. And so not worshiping God regularly and acceptably brings weakness. And someone says, well, I know Hebrews 10:25 says, don't forsake the assembly, but sometimes I go and I don't get anything out of it. Friend, if you're not getting anything out of worship, you're missing out. You're not doing your part because God tells us worshiping Him is a great source of strength. Think about it. Is there power in the preaching of God's Word? Romans 1:16 says God's gospel is the power unto salvation. Is there strength to be gained from prayer, praying together as God's people? You bet there is. We can gain strength from that. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Is there strength to be gained from singing songs of praise unto God and fellowshipping with other Christians? The Bible says there is. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. And so maybe my strength, my weakness is because I'm not worshiping God regularly and acceptably. Do you come every time the doors are open? Do you come to worship? Do you worship God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Mark 12, verse 30. If not, I can guarantee you that's a source of weakness because there's power found in it. And ultimately, because you know God says to do it, and you're not living up to the will of God. Well, another source of weakness is because some simply haven't had time to grow in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and Romans chapter 14 both teach about the weaker brother. Some who had newly been converted were weak in the faith, and they had not had time to grow, and so they were weak. Maybe your weakness is because you haven't had time to grow yet. Now, don't let that be your excuse. You need to take every opportunity available. If you're in that state and you feel weak because you're a new convert, you need to take every opportunity available to grow. You need to have the mindset of Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, "Your words were found, and I did eat them, and they were to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." Jeremiah 15, verse 16. You need to have the mindset of the Bereans. They searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were true to the Word of God. Acts 17, verse 11. And some of your weakness is due to being a new convert. Don't let that be your excuse. Let that be a motivating factor for you to grow as a Christian. But then it may be the case that some are weak because they haven't taken advantage of their opportunity to grow. For those who have been in the Lord's body 20 or 30, 40, 50 years and haven't grown any, haven't really changed as a Christian, haven't increased in their knowledge and faithfulness, I can guarantee you your weakness is due to spiritual lethargy. You aren't going anywhere. You're staying in that rut and you haven't moved on as a Christian. The Bible says, "Let us go on to perfection." Hebrews 6, verse 1. Maybe your weakness is because you've not decided to get up and grow. Hebrews 5, verse 12 is one of the strongest rebukes in the Bible. By this time, you've been in the Lord's body 20, 30 years, he says, in essence. By this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you again the first principles, the oracles of God. You've come to need milk and not solid food. By this time, you ought to have your senses exercised to discern between good and evil, Paul, the Hebrew writer, in essence, says. And so maybe it's because you haven't decided to get up and grow. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 is a picture of a congregation in Corinth that has a multitude of problems. Do you know what the main problem was? They were still acting like babes in Christ. They hadn't grown. The Bible says, as newborn babes, we desire the pure milk of the Word that we may grow thereby. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 is a powerful passage about our need to grow as a Christian. Peter says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." If you feel weak, ask yourself, have I done anything to grow? Am I studying my Bible regularly? Am I working in the kingdom? Am I getting out and doing the things God wants me to do? Or am I sitting there waiting for God to do it all and hoping it'll happen? You've got to get out and do your part. Sometimes we become weak because we allow our fleshly lust and our desires to draw us away. I want you to notice what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. Jesus is instructing his disciples as he's in the garden, and he says in Matthew 26 verse 41, "I want you to watch and stay, watch and pray that you don't fall into temptation," he says. "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Watch and pray lest you enter temptation. The spirit indeed is willing. The flesh is weak. He knew that they were going to face temptations of the flesh, and that the flesh sometimes is weak and it needs to be strengthened. Many people in the Bible have fallen away because of fleshly lust. Think for just a moment about Solomon. What was it that caused the wisest man ever to live to fall away from God? His lust for his many wives. We read about how that they drew him away from God and that he wasn't faithful. The flesh was weak with Solomon. Think about Peter himself. Peter was weak in the flesh. Weren't you with this man? Oh, no, I don't know him. Are you sure? Your speech betrays you. No, not me. And the Bible says he began to curse and swear, I don't know the man. Why'd he do that? Peter didn't want to die. His flesh was weak. Maybe we've got an addiction. Maybe we've got a passion we've not learned to control. Maybe I've got a love for this old world and the things in it. Until we let that go and fully commit to God, we are going to be weak. Another source of weakness in the Scripture is Satan himself. Luke 22, verse 31, Jesus said to Simon, 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 Satan has desired you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail. What was it that was going to make Simon fall away, Peter? Satan is an active adversary who is trying to cause us to become weak. Think about what he did to Job in that effort. He took away all that he had, all his wealth, all his livelihood. That wasn't enough. He caused all his children to die. A great storm came and killed them. And ultimately, he took away his health. Why did all that happen? Satan was the cause, trying to get Job to give up on God and curse him. Satan was the cause in Peter. Satan was the cause in Judas. They all gave in to the temptation, but Satan was right there holding it in front of them. Satan may be trying to make each one of us weak. We need to realize that we must resist him steadfast in the faith. 1 Peter 5, verses 7 through 9. Our trials also can make us weak if we don't realize the value in them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul is dealing with that thorn in the flesh that he has. He prayed to God three times that he would remove that thorn. Paul felt like that thorn was making him weak, but such was not the case. God said in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, that my strength is made sufficient in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you. My weakness is made perfect in strength, he says. It takes the trials and the struggles and the difficulties of life that we face sometime to make us stronger. Someone says, well, I'm weak because I'm facing this disease, or I'm weak because I've got this thorn in the flesh. If you keep looking at it like that, you will be. But if you'll look at the value of it, you can see that that trial can actually help you get to heaven. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. James chapter 1, verse 2. Our trials, if we will use them properly, shouldn't make us weak, but should actually strengthen us in our faith. It's all dependent upon how we look at them. Well, how do we then? How does a person who is weak spiritually, a person who's struggling, someone who's in a rut, how does he get strength to deal with the challenges and the difficulties of this life? First and foremost, God must be the major source of our strength. I will find no strength to live faithfully, to do what God wants me to, outside of God Himself. I want you to think about the words of Hebrews 13. Here's one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture regarding our strength. Hebrews 13, verses 5 through 6. The Bible says this, "Let your life be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have." Or, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For the Lord has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, what shall man do to me?" You live your life right, get covetousness out, and God said, I'll never leave you. Where's the source of our strength? In the fact that God has promised to help me in this life. Think about it. The God who spoke, "Let there be light," and light came into the world, is there to help you. The God who sent His own Son to die for your sins and to die for my sins is the major source of our strength, and He's no further away than the words of the Bible, the avenue of prayer, and the mind of Christ that we find in Scripture. If I'm going to find strength, I need to look to God as the source of that strength.